Welcome. This is Michael Couch, president of Michael Couch and Associates. You're listening to my podcast series, Competing Through People. A strong and growing body of research has confirmed that an organization's talent can make a difference in terms of growth, returns, employee engagement, and customer perceptions. But despite the evidence that we're seeing, many organizations struggle to leverage their talent in a manner that makes a difference in the marketplace. So in this podcast series, I will provide a roadmap to help you build the bridge between strategy, talent, and business performance. I was going to talk about assessing talent as part of that equation, but I had a recent observation during the pandemic that I thought was very interesting. So prior to the onslaught of COVID-19, I had the opportunity to work with two different organizations on projects where we assessed and enhanced their cultures. Both had significant growth plans and wanted to make sure that they had the culture necessary to drive their growth. Now, amid the pandemic, I've had the opportunity to observe the responses of both of these organizations and to talk to their employees and leaders to understand the reactions to their company's actions. The pre-COVID organizational culture assessment of the first firm, which I'll refer to as Apex, showed that the employees at all levels of this company and all the locations perceived the culture to be very clear and aligned. In fact, a comparison against global norms on the culture assessment that I used showed that Apex was in the 90th percentile on almost all the critical culture factors. The mission and vision of Apex was clear to all employees, and the employees understood their role in achieving the mission. The employees were very engaged, teamwork was rife in the company, and people felt that it was easy to coordinate, collaborate, and get decisions made. In addition, there was a very strong market and customer focus, and the company was being seen as being good at change management and learning. The culture assessment of the other company, which I'll call Convex, had some highlights and some gaps. The employees seemed to get the organization's strategic direction and goals, and were also clear about the company's approach to doing business. In addition, there was a positive perception of the time and money that was invested in developing all of their talent. However, there was a consistently lower perception and a misalignment on culture factors, such as how widely information was shared within the business, that there seemed to be a lack of focus on teamwork, and that people didn't feel like that they had the authority and information just to make even just day-to-day decisions. The organization was also perceived as not being very flexible, not easy to change, and really was not good at understanding customer needs. So then the pandemic occurred. Can you guess which organization is responding most effectively to the pandemic? Well, no surprise, it's Apex. Even though the Apex is much larger than Convex, Apex was able to pivot very quickly. New task force were popped up overnight to address issues. Employee and customer communications were very clear, regular, and very supportive of all audiences. New policies were quickly established and communicated. It just seemed that Apex was ready to go. They were deemed an essential business, so they had to take quick action to assure the health and safety of all their frontline workers, around 18,000. They were one of the first companies to significantly increase their pay rate, and their leaders were front and center with all very well-prepared messaging that was continuous. The employees with whom I regularly interacted at Apex could not have been more proud of their company. They were very pleased with how they were supported and respected. And it's interesting because several said, well, they weren't surprised. They knew that Apex's leaders would do the right thing. Apex even made the national news for the positive steps the leaders had taken, the impact on their employees, and the impact on the communities in which they served. On the other hand, Convex seemed to struggle. It has many fewer locations and employees than Apex, but their folks didn't seem to know what was going on or what to expect. The leaders appeared, from my standpoint, to be taking a wait-and-see approach, but didn't seem to be on the same page when it came down to what they were going to wait and see. They didn't have a regular habit or process for communicating to employees before the pandemic, so now they had to create something on the fly. Then the first message that went out to employees was really not, didn't have many details. It wasn't very transparent. And it even hinted at a potential need for layoffs, which was a great first message to hear from your leaders. And the messaging on their website for customers and partners was limited, generic, and very uninspiring. We have yet to see now how both organizations are going to perform post-pandemic, but my money's on Apex. Research has shown that when properly measured, organizational culture is a leading indicator of key performance measures such as revenue growth, market share, profitability, productivity, innovation, and customer satisfaction. I'm sure that the research on different organizations' responses to the pandemic and their ability to recover post-pandemic will show that companies with the clearest and most aligned cultures will have performed the best. High-performing cultures not only make it better for a company to be bounce back when a crisis occurs, but it also improves their ability to bounce forward. So understanding and leveraging an organization's culture strengths and identifying and addressing any cultural gaps are probably the best vaccines against any virus or any crisis, pandemic or otherwise. So why not begin building your organization's tolerance now? Culture matters. You've been listening to Competing Through People with your host, Michael Couch. You can learn more about me and the work that I do at my website, www.mcassociatesinc.com.